don't stay up here.
Thank you, Jesse. My, my, my. I hope you've had the touch of the Master's hand. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Tonight's going to be a little different. We've got some microphones and some young men going to be running around with them here in a minute for testimonies. If I can get cleared up myself. We are going to have the meeting. We've already told you this. After the service tonight over in the cafeteria, we're going to be planning and organizing and seeing who our workers are. And we hope you can help us. I started a while ago in the teachers' meeting at 7 o'clock talking with some of them. I want to kind of direct it this way to you tonight. I'd like for you to think about a word you could share with us, a testimony maybe from one of the times in the past or something that's happened just the last few days. We had several good testimonies up there a while ago in teachers' meeting. In fact, maybe some of them repeat that for us a little bit. But it's an amazing thing. We've been doing it 47 years. Got to say that fast. Make it go by. But we've touched a lot of people in that period of time. A lot of bus riders have been coming to Landmark. Now they're adults and their kids have been riding buses. We've seen a lot of good things happen on Anniversary Sunday, and a host of folks saved. And I was telling them up in teachers' meeting a while ago, it's amazing. Of course, the radio's helped us out in this. I can hardly go anywhere without either getting recognized by somebody seeing me or hearing my voice, because they've heard it on the radio so much. I had to go to the dentist. That's a fun thing. I think I was about 3 hours in the chair the other day and had to go back and got to go back again, all that. But you know, anything that gets scarce becomes more precious. Anybody get that? So I don't want to lose another tooth. So I'm trying to save every one of them I can. But anyway, I had never been in the Walmart store at Auburndale. Here plenty of times, but not there. So that was closer. I had to go to Lakeland to the dentist's office, or between Lakeland and Bartow. So I stopped back at that Walmart and went in there, and I didn't get 20 foot inside the door before somebody hollered, "Brother Carter." I wondered, what now? You know. But truth is, they knew we were having Anniversary Sunday and had something to say about it. So the word is getting out, and that's real good. We praise the Lord for that. And excited about it. Now, I'm excited about burning the mortgage, but I'm excited about the gospel going out to a lot of people. That's what it's all about, isn't it? And somebody asked me, said, "Now, if we make that mortgage, are you going to stand on your head up there?" Now, they actually said that. I said, "No. I'm not sure how I'll do it, but we've made it. And when we burn it, that's going to be a good shouting time for sure." Amen. And I'm making it all legal. Now, some of you know I have not always done everything right by the book in the past. But I'm having lunch tomorrow with the fire chief. Truth. I'm supposed to. Brother Mike Willis set it up for me, so we're going to do that. So don't be afraid about it. We're going to have a good time with the whole thing. And no, I won't stand on my head. I'll tell you some other things I won't do. Somebody said, "You're going to sing." No, the mortgage wasn't that great. It wasn't that big. all joking aside, we're just going to be happy about it. Amen. Very, not only happy, but praising the Lord for what he's done and done it through his people. Now, we want you to think about it. If you've done something, you've had a blessing, share it with us. Where are my men with the microphone? Stand up, fellas. Where you at? Joy, where are you at? I'm looking at one of my teachers. She gave a testimony upstairs. Where's Joy at? Where's she at? She's in the tape room. We are really getting liberal now. We got women in the tape room. I did not know that. I guess they march in the street. We ought to give them something. Amen. All right, I'm playing with you. Joy, I want you to get close enough to a microphone to share what you shared in teacher's meeting. Run up the stairs there real quick, Samuel, and let Joy share with us. And I'll forgive you for being up there if it's good. Go ahead. We can hear you. The mic will reach right over here.
Okay, so 2 days ago, we had been talking about Anniversary Sunday in our classroom, and we went to lunch, and I was walking by our boys' table, and I overheard one of them trying to convince the other to come to Anniversary Sunday, and they're like, well, I have my own church and everything. He's like, yeah, but I got saved in the big, he called it the big tent. He didn't really call it the Salvation Tent, but I got saved in the big white tent, and it was really cool. And actually, what I had mentioned earlier in the meeting was another boy was like, oh, yeah, I remember that I was there. And, like, they just kept piping up with all these different stories about Anniversary Sunday, and pretty soon, like, the whole table's talking about it. So it was really cool to hear that they were trying to talk them into coming and, you know, talking it up and excited about it. So.
Yeah, we put the tent up, and then Sister Condon got started a few years back with a soul winning booth in there. And the amazing thing is that the kids, even with all the fun things and the games and all else, there'll still be a line of kids going in the tent to hear how to be saved. And so there's a lot of them been saved. And so that's what she heard, overheard some of the class talking about getting saved in previous anniversary Sundays. All right, if you got a testimony you want to share, just raise your hand, and we'll get to it very quick. All right, Leah, come on down here, right here. Ladies first, Bobby.
Okay. So about a couple months ago, in extended care, I had the opportunity of leading one of the little boys to the Lord, and it was great because he was, like, super excited about it right away. And the really awesome thing that I saw from that was that he kept coming to me every once in a while. He'd be like, oh, so I was telling this one kid about Jesus today, and I told him he needed to get saved, and he got saved. And so he's been telling me, he told me a few times that he, you know, had led another kid in his class to the Lord. And so that was really sweet and precious. Also, last Wednesday and this Sunday, some of my bus kids got saved. And I love the bus ministry so much, and it's been such an incredible blessing to be a part of that, and a really big privilege because I've, you know, in churches past that I've been at, you know, we never had that opportunity to be a part of a bus ministry, but the Lord, you know, has given me that privilege to be a part of that here. And also today, you know, was the soul winning marathon that the college has been doing, and I had an opportunity to lead a couple of people to the Lord. And so it's just been incredible to see so many people getting saved over, you know, recent times, and God has been so good.
Amen. What she just mentioned there, the college has been out knocking doors and not just passing out flyers, but actually soul winning. And so college students, if you've won somebody or you've been out knocking doors in the last couple of days here, and I believe we're going to do it again Friday. Is that what it is, Brother Parsons? That's right. Got to work on the field Friday. So tomorrow morning, soul winning again. All right, if you're one of the college students, I want to hear from you about if you've had a blessing out knocking doors. Raise your hand, somebody. All right.
Hi, everyone. Well, this week, every day that we've been out, the Lord has allowed me to lead someone to the Lord.
Amen.
And it's just been such a blessing because back home, I didn't ever go. So, well, I was always a silent partner. And then I took Dr. Bradley's personal evangelism class, and I was like, okay, I really got to start soul winning. Like, people got to get to heaven, and I might be the only person that someone might talk to in the time that they get saved. So it's just been a real blessing to me, and I love all the ministries here at Landmark, the bus ministry. I've been recently put in the teen class on Sundays, and the Lord has allowed me to lead 4 girls to the Lord in there.
Amen.
So it's just been a huge blessing. And so thank you, Pastor Carter, for sticking with the ministries for all these years, and I just really appreciate it.
All right. Amen. All right. College students, keep us moving here. Somebody else? All right, Doug. Doug, I'll get you after Angel, okay?
Recently going soul winning in different areas, sometimes you start out where you'll pray and you'll be like, all right, you knock a few doors, nobody answers. You'll knock another door, someone will slam the door in your face. But I had the privilege of going out with one of my friends this week, and we went to a few houses where it was just nobody answers, someone slammed the door in our face. But then we had this one lady, we come up to the door and it says, read before ringing my bell. And I was like, uh-oh, no soliciting. But it was actually the lady was leading, giving salvation scriptures to people who were to come up to our door. So we knocked on her door instead of ringing her doorbell. So it confused her a little bit. And she came to the door and prayed for us. And on several occurrences, we've had people saying, we need more young people going out and telling people about Jesus and telling people that there's another way to life than living your current status. And another occurrence I can remember was about 2 weeks ago, we went on Thursday soul winning. And I have a heart for those who come from my background past, and I actually ran into an ex-gang member leader who used to run around in Chicago 30 plus years ago. And he got saved because of a young man coming to his door. And it just is amazing to see that, yes, we're going to have those people who don't want to hear Christ, those who don't want to answer the door, who look out their window and be like, uh-oh, it's them again, and just stay quiet. But then there's those who are saved, and there's those who do get saved. And it's really a blessing to some of us to see it, especially to me. It's just a real encouraged booster. So, yeah.
All right, Doug.
The other morning when we went over to Glory's house, I don't remember who was my soul winning partner. Their brother Adam was. First we go to this one door. The lady says, "Well, I'm a Lutheran and I've got my own religion. I don't want to be bothered." And she stopped at the stop sign down the road. She was just getting in her car and leaving. Stopped at the stop sign. Made sure we didn't go to her house where there was a bunch of cars. So we moved on. And the next house, lady answers the door. And her name was Glory. And Adam and I led her to the Lord. And we left that house singing, "Glory, God save." Praise the Lord. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. But there were several people who had led to the Lord that morning, and it was just, what a blessing. It was what a blessing.
Amen. All right, over here, Doug.
I haven't really gotten to talk to many people while we've been going out, because we go so early in the morning. I feel like a lot of people aren't home at the time. But I was with Hannah Hutchinson today, and we got to kind of help a lady get some assurance of her salvation. But the one thing that I wanted to talk about was whenever we first got back from Christmas break, I think it was January 4th, it was the first time we went out soul winning after Christmas break. I went with Kim, and we got to talk to this one lady, and she was just really receptive to what we were saying, and she got saved, and she had a little girl with her. Her name was Renee, too. I thought that was cool. But her little girl was just standing there listening to us, and every now and then she'd give a little comment like, "Oh, yeah, I can tell my friends that Jesus can save them too," and she seemed like she was understanding and really interested in it too. And then the next Sunday, we saw them at church. Me and Kim passed by them, and we saw them at church, and I was really excited about that because I've been soul-winning with the teens since I was in the teen department, and I've never seen somebody actually come to church after I've led them to the Lord. And, you know, you go out there and you talk to somebody and you get excited that you can lead them to the Lord, but then you never see them in church, and you still pray about them, but it's just kind of sad not to see them here. I think I was sick the next Sunday, so I didn't see her, but Kim said that she saw her here that next Sunday. And then last Sunday, me and Kim saw her again, and I hope they're going to come this Sunday. She's really excited to come, but it's just been a blessing to see her. And if you guys can remember to pray for her, her name is Jessica Santiago. I think that's her last name. And her little girl, Renee. Oh, yeah, Doug said yes. She's on Doug's bus route, so hopefully they'll come this Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lady in Sunday school Sunday morning came up to me and said she was here because a couple had visited her house. And she's fairly new in the area and was looking for a church. So they do come sometimes, and that's good. Bobby?
I just want to tell you, I've been saved and just want to get baptized whenever I want to get baptized. And I've got think when been talking to Tucker, and I mean, he's been reading the Bible together, and we just want to praise him and do him better.
Okay. Bobby came down Sunday. He's had time with his assurance, and I hope he's got it, and he's going to get baptized. All right, somebody else. I think Brother Parsons told me there was about 40 professions of faith out soul winning. So a bunch of you, I'm going to spot you out there by name if you don't hurry up and help me. Somebody else? All right here on the front row, we got some.
Good day. This week, it was me and Jeremiah. We knocked on this lady's door, and she was 23 years old, and we were able to lead her to Christ. And the interesting thing was that she told us that she was praying, you know, just asking God, you know, just praying to him, but she didn't really know him. And as we began to talk to her, she talked about, you know, knowing God isn't just about going to church and praying and so forth, but she couldn't really nail it down as to what it was. And then, you know, I was able to tell her it's about having a personal relationship with him. And then she said, yeah, that's it. So as I began to talk to her, we were able to give her the gospel. She gave her life to Christ. And another testimony would be, I think it was Tuesday, it was me and Brother Doug. We went out and, like, we witnessed to this other 23-year-old. And, like, the thing was, I'd say Doug is a very good silent partner because she had a chihuahua. And it was distracting, so he took the dog and he began to walk it. And then her friend came, and then he began to talk to her. So he's just diffusing all the distractions. And then she was able to get led to the Lord, and it was just really good. And God is just good, so yeah.
All right, amen. I think the devil's fighting me up here trying to clear my throat. I started to drink what was under the pulpit here, but it was not water. So I'm glad I didn't, whatever it is. You got somebody there? Go ahead.
This week I feel like has just been a huge miracle with just the weather itself. So many times I saw it go from 100% chance of rain to 1% chance of rain. And just it was just great so far that we've been out. But we were out Tuesday, and we came to this one door, and this guy opened up, and we asked, invited him to Anniversary Sunday and everything, and asked if he was saved and knew he was going to heaven. He said no, and I said, well, would you like me to show you how you can know? And he said, yeah. So I went through the entire plan of salvation with him, and at the end, when I asked him if he wanted to have Christ in his life, he said no. And so, you know, we just left him with, you know, well, Anniversary Sunday, and we'd love to see him there and everything. And so we were, you know, kind of discouraged. It's like, you know, you go through all of that, and it's like, what did I miss? Did I, you know, do something wrong? But then we went to this other guy, and we asked him the same thing, and he said, yes, he would like to know. So we started going through the whole plan again, and then we were almost to the end, and his wife opened the door, and their dog came out, and he started barking and everything. I was like, oh, man, hopefully this doesn't break up, because sometimes when you get, like, a breakup like that, it just, you know, they kind of want to shut the door and leave. But his wife got the dog, and she left and everything, so it was quiet again. I was in the middle of the verse, and I just kept going. And he ended up getting saved, which was great. And then he has a wife and two kids, and they want to come to Anniversary Sunday and get baptized and everything. So it's exciting.
All right, I'm still enjoying it, even though I'm coughing. So let's just move on to the next one. Amen. There's a hand back over here. Sister Condon, I believe, Samuel.
Well, I've been here almost the 47, not quite, 39 maybe. And I've seen a lot of Anniversary Sundays.
I'm getting some help.
And I've been teaching Sunday school for about 38 of those, but one of the greatest things that I'm able to tell my boys and girls in there in the first and second grade is the wonderful story of how Pastor Carter started the first bus ministry here at Landmark, or in Haines City, in the surrounding areas. And but I tell the whole thing about he went to the junkyard and got the old bus, you know, and got it going. But I tell that just almost the whole month of January up until anniversary Sunday. And a lot of these kids come in on the bus and they've never even seen Pastor Carter's face. So I want them to know who he is, even though they might not know what his face looks like and how much that he loves boys and girls and has this big party for them every year. And so the big party's for them, and to come and honor him as well. But anyway, it's been a lot of fun just sharing that with the boys and girls. And then about soul winning, of course, you've already heard the testimonies of how wonderful and how exciting it is to be able to share the gospel and see somebody come to know the Lord as their Savior, just to bow their head. And I guess it was in 2010, I went to the pastor and asked him about starting the Salvation Station booth over there after seeing it at one of the fairgrounds with James Gardner and going and working in it 1 year. And so he said yes, and we threw together this display set up, and it really worked, and it's worked ever since then. But the very first year, there was a young man that came to my class in the second grade. It was his first time ever riding the bus, first time ever being in church that we know of, and he went through the bus, the Sunday school, and junior church and didn't get saved. But he walked in over at the Salvation Station, and it was the Pitt family and the McBrides are here every year doing the music, and Mrs. Pitt didn't want to walk around because she was not able to, so we sat her down in a chair over there, and it was really cold, and we wrapped her up with a blanket. And so this young man came to the booth, and so I was there, and I recognized him as being in my Sunday school class. And so I took him through the little displays and stuff, and he said that he would like to know how that he could go to heaven. And so I just thought, well, I'll just turn around and give him to Mrs. Pitt. She's sitting there with her big old Bible. And so she did. She was able to take him and lead him to the Lord right there. Well, that young man became the most faithful kid on the Sunday school bus. In fact, it was Robert, so he knew he was there every week. And for a whole year, he only missed one Sunday. And that young man is still coming to Lambert and riding the same bus. And so the Lord can get a hold of somebody's heart, you know, even that young, and grow them up in the Lord. And that's what we like to see. And I'm sure there's probably a lot of other testimonies like that as well. And I appreciate all those that have helped me through the years in the booth. And it's been exciting for many of them that I haven't even led somebody to the Lord before. So we're looking forward to it again this year, and just keep it in your prayers. And it's just exciting to watch the Lord just work out there on the field. But happy anniversary, Pastor Carter.
I'll be honest, when Brenda first came to me about putting a soul winning booth up, of course I said yes, but then I thought, kids are going to be having a big time with everything. It's going to be hard to get them there. But the thing is, our workers have stayed busy. The kids have been available. They've made themselves available. I think the same thing happened when we had Christmas fall on Sunday, and I thought, oh my, we won't have any bus ministry this morning. So I thought about how you're going to outgive Santa Claus on Christmas and get him to come. I thought about what we could do for a gimmick. Then I just didn't like that idea, so I told the bus workers, let's just ask them to prove if they love Jesus. I mean, the world's supposed to be celebrating his birthday. And they really did amaze us, didn't they? They left the toys at home and came on and rode the buses on Sunday morning, Christmas morning, and was a real blessing. Got somebody spotted over there? All right.
About 2 weeks ago, I went out to lunch with my teacher, Miss Arnold, and we went to Olive Garden. And so we went through the whole meal, and then our waitress came to get our bill, and I gave her a thank you tract, and she walked away, and she came back, and she said, this is exactly what I needed. I really want to get back into church right now. And then Miss Arnold stepped in, and she was like, well, we have anniversary Sunday coming up in a couple weeks. It'd be good for the kids, get the ball party. And she was like, oh, that's great. I really want to come. I want to get back in church. And it was just a blessing to see that those things actually work. And yeah.
Amen. All right. We've got about 5 or 6 more minutes here to go, so get yours in. We're not going to go overtime. I think somebody back there. I see Doug moving, but I can't see who he's moving to. All right, here we go. All right. Keith?
Well, it was last year, Anniversary Sunday, was the sweetest experience I'd ever had leading someone to the Lord. Brother Mike Case had preached the children's church, and I got to take 2 young men back to share with them the gospel. One of them, I quickly learned, just went back because it was fun to get away, and I learned that pretty quickly, and so he went back with the other kids. But the other one that was there with me, I led him through the plan of salvation, and sometimes you'll wonder, did they get it? We can only hope. But this child, I was sure, he prayed on his own, and I know most children need help understanding how to pray, but he prayed on his own, and at one point, he just started crying, and he stopped, and he said, "Jesus, I am so sorry that you had to die for me, and I'll try to stop sinning so it won't hurt you anymore." And it made me start crying, and that was the sweetest experience that I'd ever had leading someone to the Lord, and that was an Anniversary Sunday, and so I'm looking forward to this coming one as well.
Amen. Thank you, Keith. Samuel, you got somebody there? Okay, go ahead.
Well, last 2 weeks ago, we went out sewing, and we went through these apartments, and I got to talk to, like, this little girl, and since Ashley wanted to talk, because she was my partner in sewing, so she wanted to talk so bad, because I kept talking in Spanish, because, like, most of them were Spanish, but I was like, okay, well, Ashley wants to tell you something, so Ashley got to lead her to the Lord, and then her friend came, and her friend was like, "Oh, you want to get saved too?" And the girl's like, "Yeah, sure." And so I talked to her, and she got saved. And then her other friends came, and they were so excited, because, like, you know, their friends were saved. And I got to lead them to the Lord too. So it was we led 4 people to the Lord that day, and we invited them to Anniversary Sunday, and they were like, "Yeah, we're so excited, and you know, my family's gonna come, and like." This week, today we went to visit them, and they're like, "Oh yeah, we talked to our parents, and so we're gonna show up Sunday," and so like they're really excited. So, yeah.
Okay, maybe just a couple more if they're real quick here. Okay. All right, James. Turn it on.
For the longest time, several years, this was my home church and my family's home church, and will be for, Lord willing, 4 more years, hopefully, and more than that as far as college goes. But I think I speak for several people when I say that. But it's really been a blessing to be able to go out with college students as a first semester student, and I've got to lead somebody to the Lord yesterday, which was a blessing. And Brother Doug's been a great help to me. He's a wonderful sewing partner, and like somebody else said, he's a great silent partner. But I'm also helping set the football field up and all that, and that's what my dad did whenever he worked with the on maintenance. And I never realized how much work that really was until now, so that really gave me an appreciation for the several years that he did that. So I'm really, really grateful that we get to be a part of that, and I'm hoping to be a part of several more people that we get to lead to the Lord throughout this week and hopefully throughout this upcoming year. So, Lord's been good.
All right. Thank you, James. I'm going to cut the testimonies because we're going to go over the cafeteria as soon as we dismiss in prayer here. But what James says there makes me think. We've had, he's talking about his father coming to college, graduating college, doing the same thing now that James is coming to Anniversary Sunday, setting up the field and all the, there's a lot of physical work goes into this, folks, a lot of it. And we'll be doing that Friday and Saturday, getting everything done. But you think about how much we do repeat the same things over and over, but we do it because it's the right things. And if you think about your life, the stuff you repeat over and over is important. I mean, if you brush your teeth every morning, maybe you won't have to go to the dentist like I did, but that's a good habit. You'd have good habits started just like bad ones. And they're good because we got to keep doing them, putting your shoes on every morning, so forth. My wife thinks you ought to put things in the closet when you pull them off, and I say, look, I'm just going to put it back on in the morning. But you understand what I'm saying? So when it comes to soul winning, when it comes to doing these things, they're important. That's what it's all about. And Sister Condon mentioned telling the kids about the first old bus. Boy, that's been a long time ago. I wish I had a picture of it. I do in my mind. They'd stop it now if it tried to go down the road. Probably remember that, Kevin, those early days. But God's been good. He'll be good again if we'll go out and serve him and claim the promises and do it right. And we can have a great weekend here for the Lord. And that's what it's all about. All the honor and praise goes to him, of course. And just be praying about, pray about this. I said it a while ago, the devil don't like it. Let's plead the blood of Jesus against him. Let's ask God to hedge around us. Let the angels encamp around us and protect us. And that all is said and done, we'll have another glorious day for the cause of Christ. That's what we want. Amen. Let's stand. We'll dismiss in prayer.